Buenos días, Franz. Usted es de Greyfish, Abuelo Mont Carmel. And it's very important to explain the importance. Yes, it's very important to explain the meaningful for Catholics to have this devotion in our lives. Because you have to know that the scapular of Our Lady comes from the religious. The religious have been using this scapular from the very beginning, from the times of Christ even. And the scapular for us religious meant always the Blessed Virgin Mary, yes? Her protection, her arms. It is why you have one part hanging in the front, one piece of cloth hanging on the back, representing the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary embracing you. So it's a protection of Mary, her presence, her our dependence upon her, you know, like little children. It is why the hood for the monks, which unites both pieces of the scapular, is the return to the childhood. Means that we must be like the little children around Mary's arms, protection, and her care for us. So, having said that, you know that religious belong to God completely. They made their vows to not to do nothing else but to be with God, serving Him, loving Him completely, without deviating that love from the creatures, from this world, or from this world, yes. So Our Lady had promised religious always. The Catholic Church has also promised to religious, if we die faithful to our rule, pursuing this perfection in her arms, under her guidance, if we die as a religious, we go to heaven. It's one of the promises God made to Saint Benedict in the sixth century. So because religious life is the perfection, is how everybody should imitate this perfection the more they can. This is why by the 11th, 12th, 13th centuries, as we explained yesterday, the lay people were invited to practice the rules in their own life, wearing the garment or the scapular of the order, professing perfection, but in their own duties, in their own life in the world, but always under the protection of Mary. So that was the environment when Our Lady of Mount Carmel came in the 13th century. So the families needed Our Lady to come and to invite them to enroll in the Mount Carmel Tier Order, which is an order that she founded herself, so that they may have her protection. And she promised that anyone who dies wearing her scapular, they will not suffer the eternal fires of hell. So this is why I invite you, and you don't have it, to have today this scapular, or to be renewed. It's a good practice to renew it once in a while. So after Mass and after Thanksgiving, we want to renew your scapular. If you don't have it, bueno, you can have it for first time. But it's very important to propagate this devotion, this sacramental. It has been completely forgotten because precisely the devil has managed for Catholics to forget this sacramental, so important. So this is the scapular has been working miracles through centuries. I recall, for example, a man who had the scapular on, and he jumped from the bridge to take away his life, and he didn't know how to swim, so he jumped, and suddenly in the river he was not immersed, he was not sinking, and he had still his evil purposes. And he remembered he had his scapular on, and he took it off, and he sunk, and he died. You know? That was a very unfortunate event. But I can tell you an event of my own experience. And this was a lady here in the United States who had 93 years old. So I approached her. And I said, "What is your religion?" And she said, "Well, I am Lutheran." He said, "Would you like to know about the Catholic Church? I would like to explain to you about the Catholic Church." He said, yes, please. I always wanted someone to explain me the Catholic Church, because nobody until now approached me to explain me. What is the Catholic Church? What is this about? What is all about? So I explained to her in 1 hour, more or less, the basis, the principles, the Catholic Church, and she said, "Yes, that makes sense, everything. I have many dots missing in my religion, which didn't make sense. Now everything makes sense. Suddenly makes sense for me, so I would like to join the Catholic religion. So I will come back a few times to her house to complete the catechism. But in the meanwhile, he was rushed to the hospital. But before being rushed to the hospital, because she was very sick, weak, already very weak in her health, I told her that I will impose the scapular of the Mount Carmel even before baptism, because she was already catechumen. So when someone is preparing for baptism, Catholic baptism, and the person is studying and is willing to take the step, his name as a catechumen means he's in the road to heaven. In such a way that if that person will die, he will go to make it to purgatory. If he has this desire for baptism, and he dies before, he will make it. He will be saved if he's already fighting against his bad tendencies or his sins. So what happened, this lady, I gave her the scapular because she was already a catechumen. She had the desire, yes, to go to heaven. So I explained to her the meaning that Our Lady's protection was meant. So she told me that at the hospital, the nurse took away her scapular and placed it on a table next to her bed, and that when the nurse took off the scapular, she was a little bit unconscious. She saw her soul leaving the body. And she saw how she saw far away the body, the soul like going to farther and farther from the body. So she got scared. She said, "No, Lord, not yet. I need to be baptized. Not yet, Lord. I want to be baptized first." So she said that he rushed for the scapular on the table, and he tried to touch it, and she found it, and she put on, and the soul came back to her body. She said that happened 3 times on that day, and she got better. So 3 times that the soul was separated from the body, and she grabbed the scapular because the nurse was putting off the scapular. So finally, yes, the danger of she dying was off. So she went out of the hospital, and she will never take the scapular off. She knew that was the strength or the company of Mary. So basically, I did baptize her. She received the first communion, and she died a few days after. She only received one communion in her life, and she died well. So this is one of those miracles that you admire from God and make your faith grow. Yes. So this is why the spiritual sense of this scapular is that she's a good mother, so she promises us, because we are her children, to take care of us, because she's the mediatrix of all graces. She's on behalf of God, taking care of us, giving us what we need, fighting with us against the enemies, giving whatever we need, giving us to whatever we need, and protecting, fostering virtue, and putting in our mind good thoughts, and bringing us the Holy Ghost to strengthen us, to give us wisdom, strength, understanding, piety, fear of the Lord. So the message of this scapular is that she is working always, she is protecting always us, as little babies. This is why our Lord and the saints always had emphasized that we had to be like children. He said, unless you are like children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So one of the things that children have that we don't have is this dependency. So they depend upon father and mother completely. If father and mother are not there, they will die a few days after, no? In a cruel death, you know. It's the same with us. We need Jesus and Mary constantly. So we have to be like children. So pure in intention also is the good of the children. The children, especially, well, I'm speaking about children like 1 year old, not 2 years old, because after it's a little bit yes, malicious sometimes. But, you know, children are straightforward, no? When they are babies. If they are hungry, they know what to do. They start crying and they send the message to mom that they need something. They are straightforward. They don't hide what they want, what they feel. They don't hide it. It is the same for us. So God wants us to go to Mary in whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever cross, problem, sadness. In such a way that the saints speak of as being children, not only in the arms of Mary, but also in the womb of Mary. I would say this will be the perfection of our devotion to Mary. To be so dependent that we go even to the womb of Mary, so that we be born another Jesus eventually into heaven, like Jesus for eternal life. So it's one of it's a good complement of yesterday's sermon, because yesterday we told you that we have to live in the presence of God continually in order to receive from God all that we need constantly. So that means also that God wants us to be in His presence in Mary, through Mary, for Mary, like Mary. And this is presented what the scapular is. The scapular is a reminder of the presence of Mary in our lives. And that she is all almighty because God decided that she, whatever she wants, whatever she decides, God is going to give it to us. You see, why is this is the devotion for these times? Scapular and rosary. So what we have to do is to live precisely like children in Mary, trying to imitate her, also to live for Mary, so offering up to her whatever we suffer, whatever we do, whatever we want. Yes, that she will intercede, that she will take care or be in charge of us. So this is the great promise, this is the great one of the greatest teachings of the Church about our Holy Mother. This is why in the old Missal of the Carmelites, which is what we have in the main altar, the gospel chosen for today is different from the new edition of the Mass of the Mount Carmel. So is the gospel of our Lord hanging on the cross, telling his last words to Mary before he died. So the words of our Lord to our Mary was, women, behold thy son. Yes. So our Lord is telling her that continually, and she's as a tender mother, a sweet mother, always taking care of us, watching upon us, being worried about us. And she knows what we need, and he's ready to help us, even if we don't ask her. But of course, we have to have the disposition of being children, of being dependent, and also of being, at least in the intentions, fighting against sin. Because precisely what prevents us, or what put us farther from Mary's sin, is why Mary is immaculate. It's impossible for Mary to dwell together with sin. Sin and Mary are antagonists, so are completely the two sides, infinite distance. This is why what we have to be doing in order to keep our devotion to Mary is to fight against sin. Especially sins of malice, sins that we plan, that we do with a full conscience and full awareness. Even they are venial. We have to fight back all those repetitive sins that we have with a full conscience, full willingness. So this is to be Catholic. It's all very simple. Yes, very simple. It's not complicated. To be like children in the arms of Mary, fighting together with her, he fighting in us and with us against sin, against the enemies. It's as simple as that. So this is why we have here Abuelo Solitude again, visiting you. And you may remember what I have just told you now, that she's sad because sin. Sin is what caused our Lord today on the cross, and what caused her tears, her sadness, her sorrows. This is why we love Mary. We want to have her protection, her blessings every day. This is why we have to fight with all our might against sin. And after that, you see Mary here on the Advocation of Mary of the Solitude. That in Fatima, she wants us to console and to repair her heart, so that we may save souls. So once we are fighting against sin with all our might, we are then siding with Mary, offering her our life, our crosses, our prayers, so that she may be consoled, so that we may be able to wipe out her tears constantly, so that we may help her in this endeavor of saving souls. And we may be save our souls by saving other souls, and it should be enough for us to know that she's what she wants, and she needs our cooperation to restore the order that God is demanding from us for sin, also by bringing us the graces that we need by this advocation, because the greatest graces that she's going to give us is when we start consoling her, when we are accompanying her, we are renouncing sin and being drawing her into her arms. Also, this image is telling us that life on earth is a life in the desert. It's a life of solitude. It's a life of sorrows, of a valley of tears, as we say in the Salve Regina. That we are to fix our eyes on heaven, on the rewards of heaven, on the love of God, which is our reward on heaven for the whole eternity. And for now, here on earth, we have just to side with Mary, to be under Mary, saving souls and repairing her heart. That's it. Nothing else, nothing more than that. I will say, this is a summary of our religion. So we, God is not asking more than that, only that, to live with Mary and console her. So let's ask Mary to give us a greatest wisdom, a greater wisdom of this reality, so that we may love our crosses, we may continually keep praying the rosary and repairing Mary's heart for our salvation and the salvation of our families. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.